Morning, everyone. Today's Bible reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the flocks nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, keep that reading in front of you. And if you find it kind of helpful, that's sort of an outline of where we're going as well. But, you know, it's not school. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. So this time of year, everything online, it seems, wants to send you a summary of 2025, whether you want to remember it or not. Like, so even the bank, oh, here's a summary of the kind of thing you spent. Yes, I know. Thank you. Even Hot Doc, you know, they're making your appointments at the doctor's app. Oh, you've had 5 appointments this year. Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, just what I want to remember. But probably a more popular one is Spotify Wrapped. Anybody get one of these? Does anybody use Spotify? Get the Spotify Wrapped? So I've got a slide. So that's a music streaming service, if you don't know. And they send you this summary about October, November, telling you who you listen to the most. So I feel a bit exposed, actually, because here's mine. It's kind of fun to see what you listen to all year. And it's also a bit embarrassing and painfully accurate, usually. And it captures your obsessions, maybe your moods, good and bad. And I'd agree with most of it, except, like, I don't know how, I have no idea how Leve, that one at the top, it's an Icelandic name, Leve, apparently. It's kind of a jazz sort of vocal. I hate jazz. But anyway, but you also get, it also reports like your most intense listening day. And apparently, I must have left her playlist playing, and it went on a loop. That's why she ended up at number one. So who Spotify thinks you are and what you really like can be distorted, but lots about it is accurate as well. And maybe lots of it you'd rather not share. But what about our 2025 as a whole person wrapped? You know, what about if somebody put online, or you had to put online, your relationships wrapped? Or your work wrapped for 2025. What would be in your top 5? Your top 5 behaviours for 2025. Do you want to see those online? I don't think I'd want to share my public, that level of wrapped summary in public. Well, the angels who appear to the shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus, it's a different kind of wrapped announcement, isn't it? It's not looking back at the year gone by, but looking at the present, a baby wrapped in cloths. and so not what has been, but what will be. Good news of great joy for all people. All good news, the kind you'd love to share. Good news of great joy for all people. And not only is it solid, reliable news, it's an announcement, we're even told how things will be for us if we hear it and believe it. Great joy. Great joy. So that's our outline. Good news, great joy, all people. So first of all, good news. And just because it's Christmas, I love a quiz at Christmas. And to keep that music theme going, for each section, we've got a little music quiz, okay? So first bit, I've got a famous carol. Now, we've already sung this one, so it's kind of cheating. I'm going to give you some options, and you've got to tell me what the next line is. So hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Is it A, sheep on roofs and cows gone wild? B, peace on earth and mercy mild? C, soft on hands, it's fairy mild? Answer, anyone? B, well done, yes. Okay, that's round one. Round two for each section. You saw on Spotify Wrapped, my number five genre was Christmas music. I was surprised it wasn't number two or three, to be honest with you. So, I know these Christmas songs. I've no idea if you do. The sort of popular, secular Christmas songs. So I'm going to read the lines and see if you know Christmas songs as well as I do. So here we go. Here's some lyrics. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass. When a child is born, do you know it? Some blank faces, just play me the clip, Robert. No one seems forlorn. Johnny Mathis. This comes to pass when a child is born. I think I'm becoming increasingly aware that I'm over 50. Maybe that's anyway. Now, Johnny Mathis, to his credit, never claimed that that song was about Christmas. And if you look at the lyrics later yourself, you'll see there's nothing really. It's just about a child being born. That's the only thing in common. And the message of the angel isn't for, his lyric was for a spell or two. This message is not for a spell or two. And we are on solid ground because the angel's not offering platitudes or a tipple to wash away the pain for some temporary cheer up. This angel is bringing good news. That's what we're celebrating today, good news. Jesus being born is good news because he is our saviour. Now, I love a good Christmas party. I love seeing local houses decked out in gaudy lights. Got a slide there, Robert? Thank you. That would be mine, the ditto. I love to reclaim for celebrating Jesus, all the tinsel and the turkey and the trappings that our culture brings to Christmas. And it's appropriate to celebrate Jesus' birth in style, because when the time came for Jesus to be born, that's what heaven did, celebrated. You know, as we heard the stuff about the angels, you can almost hear the thump of the DJ's bass and the big group of laughs. You know, like when the rowdy teenagers down the road have a house party. It's that kind of vibe. Verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And what is the good news? Verse 11, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. That Messiah there means anointed one or chosen one in Hebrew. The Greek version is Christ. So Jesus Christ. So Christ isn't his surname, it's his title. He is God's long-promised rescuer king who's come to save us into freedom and life in right relationship with God. Now, we did a straw poll, most people would agree that with what all these serious historians say, that Jesus definitely existed. But probably if we asked around most people's Christmas dinner tables today, they might say Jesus, and ask what Jesus is all about. They'd probably say things like he was a misunderstood revolutionary, he's a good guy, good moral example, maybe. But when heaven announces Jesus to the world, what's the first thing they say? Two bits of good news. He is a king, so he's come to rule. He's the Messiah, the Lord, and he's our Saviour. He's come to rescue. So he's king and Saviour. He came to rule and to rescue. And this isn't just my interpretation, what I reckon, or the interpretation of the church down the centuries in a quest for power or something. These are the first things said by heaven about Jesus after he's born. He's a king and he's a saviour. He's come to rule and rescue. And that's good news that brings great joy. Okay, next quiz section. Joy to, here's the next, another carol that we'll sing at the end. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her king. So is the next line. A, let everyone sweep with a broom. Let every heart prepare him room. Or C, let every pin pop a balloon. Any ideas? B, yes, let every heart prepare him room. Good. All right, now for my Christmas tasting music test again. So here's some lyrics from a popular secular Christmas song. See if you can guess the song. The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Anybody know the chorus line? Simply. Well done, everyone. Let's play the clip, Robert.
We're here tonight. And that's enough.
Well done. You're tragic as I am. Very good. Growing up, we did have wonderful Christmas times with great joy. And it always seemed Mum and Dad brought approximately 32 times the amount of, catered for approximately 32 times the number of people that were actually expected. Now, why have you bought three of those desserts, Mum? Well, you never know who's going to turn up, do you? Would be the answer. Well, those shepherds, as if an angel turning up and the glory of God's presence shining around wasn't enough, well, they're joined by the world's first Christmas party. Verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. But why are they so excited? Why such a big party? Well, we tend to project our ideas about God. We tend to think of human authority figures and project those ideas onto God. But this lot having a party, this heavenly host, they're hanging out with God all the time. They've got a pure, untainted view of God. So they know just how good and glorious God is. And they have a clear view of what Jesus coming, what being born means for us. It means peace. And what do they mean by peace? I mean, peace is so rare in life, it's easy to describe its absence. So, for example, at Christmas is nice, isn't it? But it can be confronting as well. It can be like a sort of annual checkup of where you're family relationships are up to. Put everyone together for the day and see how well they get along. It's almost like an experiment or something, isn't it? And when I used to work as a radiographer in medical imaging, in the hospital I worked, there was never a shortage of people volunteering to work on Christmas Day because it was just easier than sorting out all the conflicts around that. So Christmas Day can highlight a lack of peace, that things aren't quite right, that we aren't quite right. And because we've all gone our own way and ignore or reject God, things between us and him on our own aren't quite right. But Jesus is good news of great joy, not only because he's the great and glorious God those angels are singing about. He is that great and glorious God, but he's that great and glorious God humbling himself to birth as a helpless baby. now wrapped up in cloths and lying in hay. Hay that the leaves of which he designed. God has come to us in Jesus to make peace with us. Our breaking relationship with God, it's not like your typical Christmas Day ding-dong where it's a case of six of one, half a dozen of the other, both sides to blame. The breakdown of our relationship with God is all down to us and our rebellion against him. But the fixing of our relationship with God, peace with him, is all down to him and his grace for us in Jesus. But this is good news of great joy for all people. So last quiz round. Here's the carol. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. And here's the next line. A, oh, come ye later, after a nap. B, oh, come ye softly, the baby's asleep. Or is it, oh, come ye to Bethlehem? C, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Well done. Not very hard. Ye are all very clever. Well done. Okay, so here's my last sort of secular Christmas song. I think you'll know this one. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Do you know this one? No? A few blank looks. I think you'll know it when you hear it. Let's play as this.
Oh, it's been said many times, many ways.
Come on, sing along, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you.
If that doesn't get you Christmassy, I don't know what will. That's the Christmas song. That's Nat King Cole singing it. Actually, it's a bit exclusive. Kids from 1 to 92. Colin, who's normally here, is 99. So we'll include him in that as well. But I wonder, have you got any... Yeah. In Jesus, God comes to do all that is needed for peace with him. And this offers for all people. Good news of great joy for all people. I wonder if you've got any Christmas Grinches in your household or people who just don't like Christmas. Maybe it's you. And I mean, there is a lot to not like about the excesses of and the crass commercialism, isn't there? The stuff about Christmas we're right to moan about. But for over 2,000 years, no grumbling party pooping has ever silenced the good news of these angels. And perhaps you personally don't believe their message. But I'd just ask, have you ever wondered why it is still getting traction every year? This good news of great joy is it's not glossing over the bad news, pretending it isn't there. Rather, it is the news that God is, in his grace, dealing with the root cause of the bad news. Use us going our own way instead of loving God and having him in the driving seat. And it's news that the ultimate bad news, being separated from God, is over if we trust in Jesus. The earth's most hardened and best organized Grinches, grumps and cynics, ever since that night, have never been able to stop people finding Jesus to be good news of great joy. And that's because he really does bring real peace, real joy. The peace of knowing forgiveness of our sin against God in the here and now. And the peace of knowing life after death with Jesus under his perfect and righteous rule. No more tears, no more pain for eternity. The first humans to respond to this good news are the shepherds and Jesus' mum, Mary. And they're great examples for us to follow. So verses 16 and 17, the shepherds, they went to check out the news for themselves. And finding it to be true, they went around telling anyone who'd listen. And verse 20, they praised and glorified God about it all. So that's a good thing to do with this news. Check it out for yourself. And if you want to do that, a really good way to do, there's a bunch of free ones of these on the table over there. This is Luke's biography of Jesus, where our reading today has come from. Read the rest of it this Christmas, New Year, and ask loads of questions about it. You can come here at 10 a.m. every Sunday. We're here, always on about Jesus and his grace to us. And Mary, verse 19. Mary treasured up all these things, and pondered them in her heart. That's another good response. Treasure these things about Jesus in your heart. Because this is news. It's not an opinion piece or an interpretation. It's not propaganda or brainwashing or a conspiracy or an editorial. It's real news direct from heaven. And it's good news. Jesus has come to save us. It's good news of great joy. Jesus doesn't help us gloss over the bad news. He sorts out the root cause, bringing us peace with God. It's good news of great joy for all people. For you to check out for yourself, to ponder in your heart this news that nothing has ever silenced. Let me pray for us. Lord God, we thank you for the good news of great joy that's for all people. That Jesus being born. God, you come down to us to make everything right with you, to bring us peace and joy that lasts for this lifetime and for eternity. We thank you for that this Christmas. Amen.